Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, this is Michael Sunoff with Michael Sunoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. I had many questions come in from existing HMA consultants from around the world asking for Dave to expand on what he talked about. So I took those questions, shot them over to Dave, and we handled them one at a time. So in this next section of the recording, you're going to hear even more detail on what's going on in Dave's consulting practice and some pretty valuable advice he'd have for anyone who's struggling with the HMA system. Get ready and let's get going. So, Dave, I got a lot of response from our last Part 5 update on what you've been doing, and I've gotten some emails from some of the HMA consultants that want a little more nitty-gritty. So why don't we take this email from HMA consultant Richard Emmons, and he says, Michael, thank you very much for the update. Very inspiring and motivating. I actually checked out your site last night and listened to it twice before going to bed, and that's the Dave Flannery interview. When I woke up, I had the USP for a client done. Oh, yeah. A little clarification from Dave would be appreciated. This turned out to be an interrogation email. Sorry for that. Number one, new clients in 2008 will be $12,000 plus 15% of revenue. Is this $12K for each of the first four steps? He calls the $12K a retainer. Does he use this terminology rather than calling it a fee or to let the client know it is an upfront fee? Is the 15% of revenue above the current baseline annual revenues? How often will this be computed and paid? And does revenue mean gross revenue or gross profit?
Yeah, the $12K is for all the steps, not just the first four. The retainer is just, I slip into that terminology. I use the two as interchangeable, to be honest. One client I could use the word retainer and have the other client I could use upfront fee. It's just my way of speaking. The revenue is based on their five-year sales growth pattern. So I go back 5 years and work out what their annual average growth was. Let's say we take this year and I have a client who I did a differential analysis on today and they hired me. So what I would do is I'd go back 5 years, which would be 2002, and I would take their growth from 2002 to this year. Over the 5 years, let's say the average was 5% growth. So what I would do is I would add on 5% to last month's sales. That would give me what their expected target would be for, let's say, the year ending 2008.
You're doing annual growth, right?
Yes.
So you go back 5 years, figure the growth for each year, and average it out?
Correct, and then add that on to the last year, so that would give me the year's growth. So I'd give them that year's growth because that's their historical growth. So anything above that baseline would be down to me, 15% of that.
All right, now does that mean gross revenue or?
Gross sales.
Gross sales.
Yeah.
Okay, now tell the consultants why you do gross sales rather than net.
Because even though I'd have a cost reduction strategy in there, you don't have any control over what they spend. You could get a CEO, you could get a business owner who, let's say me, for instance, I go in and I reduce costs on my first step, let's say 5%. That's great. Over the term of the contract, you have no control over what they spend. You can make your recommendations, but the CEO could go nuts and make a huge capital investment. If you base your retainer on a bottom line figure, you have no control over what a CEO or business owner buys or does with the money. So you could make a huge capital investment, which takes away from the company's bottom line, which takes away from your contingency. So the only thing you can really control with any certainty when you're doing consulting is the amount of sales you bring in. So that's why you base any retainer on gross sales.
For the international expansion client you just got, your retainer will be $30,000 plus 15% of the gross revenue or the gross sales. Is the $30K above and beyond the existing per project fee?
Yes, it is, and I'll tell you why. $30,000 is from my time, based on the fact that I was spending a lot more time with them than I normally would with a client, so I won't be able to get any more new clients. Now, that's not strictly true, but the client doesn't know that. like my calendar is full. But, like I said, the reason that I'm asking for the 30,000, or the rationale is that, look, I'll be spending a lot more time with yourselves than I will be with any of my other clients. Plus, the time they've spent with you means I can't get any more new clients.
Did any of his first set of clients go beyond four steps? If so, what were they? Who decided whether to go to step five, Dave or the client? And if the growth goal has been met, does he automatically stop?
No.
Okay, how come?
I didn't have time to work with them. They wanted to, but the original contract was for four steps. And if I'd taken anybody else on, that means I would have to shove the people who were already on my waiting list back.
So this was for efficiency reasons?
Yeah, it was just not to let anybody else down. I'd hit growth targets with the four steps, so they were happy. Now, they wanted to keep me on, but I said no, that I had clients waiting on the queuing system. Basically, if they wanted to hire me again, they'd have to go to the back of the queue and wait their turn.
Okay, four. Regarding step zero, or the cost reduction step you spoke of, do you charge a fee for this step, or just to do it before doing the USP step? How long do you allow for this step? And if you want to increase profits by 20% in 20 days, then this step must happen pretty quickly. Is the goal to find at least enough savings to cover your cost of the USP step?
Charge for the first step? Yes, I do. It's a step on its own. How long do you allow for the step? Is that the second one?
How long do you allow for this step?
1 month.
1 month. If you want to increase profit by 20% in 20 days, then this step must happen pretty quickly. Is the goal to find at least enough savings to cover the cost of the USP step?
No. The goal is to get as much money as possible to the bottom line for the client.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Get as much saving as possible. If that covers the cost of the USP step, then so much the better.
Any plans to outline this step in more detail for other consultants?
Not yet. Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Number five. I really appreciate his comment about doing a USP in 8 hours. No need to mess around and talk to 50 people if 15 will do the job. Question. Will he still wait 3 weeks or so to give it to the client so that the client doesn't question paying thousands of dollars for a USP that only took a day to create? This would certainly create an unrealistic expectation on how long the process takes.
I control the timeline as regards the system and the process, not the client. So even though it only took me 8 hours, I would still wait the month to give it to them. And the reason for that is just because you do it fast doesn't mean that you cut yourself short. There's an old story that I used to be told was a car broke down on a street or a back road in the middle of the night and the guy couldn't fix it, so he called in a 24-hour mechanic. And the mechanic looked under the bonnet, spent about 30 seconds under the bonnet, closed up the bonnet, came back to the back of the car and gave it a kick, and the car started and the guy went off. So the mechanic sent out his bill, and it was a bill for $1,000. And then I said, $1,000, you only spent 3 minutes at the car. And he said, yeah. He said, well, what's $1,000 for? He said, well, the charge is $50 for my time for 3 minutes, and the rest for knowing where to kick the car. So just because you do it fast doesn't mean that you cut yourself short. You stick by the timeline, and that's it. You always have to make sure what he can expect from you. Always, always, always. If you give the client a bad surprise, well, then you're on the back foot.
Okay. Finally, I'm encouraged by his doubling of fees. I'm working with relatively small clients, $300,000 in less annual revenue and about 4 employees, and charge either $1,500 to $2,000 U.S. per step. I plan to get established with them and then increase my fees as I move on to bigger clients. Thanks, Richard Emmons, marketing consultant, Grow Your Business 25% to 100% without spending more money on advertising, guaranteed. Any final words of encouragement?
I just have a couple of questions, and I suppose I could direct towards Richard and in more general in terms of the whole HMA family. Number one, when they got their system training, their package, they looked at it. Did they buy the obvious expert? Did they buy execution? Did they buy differentiate or die? Those three books that were featured in the training. If they didn't, well, then they didn't get the full training. Okay, they have to go the extra step. It's not even really an extra step, it's just giving yourself as much information as possible. I mean, I'm using at the moment a lot of the stuff out of all those three books, especially The Obvious Expert. It's all about self-promotion. Do they have a 5-year plan for where they want to be in 5 years, more specifically their company, and with sales targets? You know, it doesn't have to be scientific, it's just for milestones and how many clients they want to have. Because having a long-term goal and a long-term plan and being focused on that can help get by short-term frustrations like, you know, a lack of clients right now or whatever it might be. And also, number three, I think this is the most important part, were they their own first client? did they actually use the steps in the system on themselves and their own company? Now, if they haven't done those three things, they're cutting themselves short. They're not giving themselves a fair shot at it. Like, for any of those new HMA consultants or even existing HMA consultants who think that, listen to these recordings and think that everything came easy to me, that's quite the opposite. I work 60, 65 hours a week. I have to meet deadlines for my paper column. I'm just writing a book. I mean, I spent weekends writing a book. I've had clients just lock doors on me. I've had clients just kind of laugh at me. But it takes perseverance and a constant look on your own value and the value you know you can give to these people. I get disheartened as well. I am a very confident person, but I mean, there's only so many kicking the balls you can get before it does wear on you. But I mean, the thing you have to look at is, again, focus on your long-term goals. Be consoled in the fact you will not sell everybody. You will not sell every client or possible client or prospect that you go into, because either, number one, they just don't understand what you're trying to do, or they just don't want to pay for your services. And it's all a learning experience. There was days there, like January, February, you know, I sat down and I thought to myself, this is not going to work, I can't make this work. I get up the next morning and I try again. It's not all flowers and chocolates and, you know, champagne bottles over this side of the world either, you know. People are just as cynical here as they are in the States, I'm sure. Kind of trying to beat you down to the lowest common denominator and your lowest value. If they could hire you for a dollar, they'd hire you for a dollar. I mean, the only person that's going to fight for you is you. So it might be hard walking away from those, but get every single bit of goodness out of a no that you can get. Ask some questions. Why do you think? Why didn't you hire me? Or do you not think it's a good value? And things like that, and they can help, you know? Let me put it this way. If somebody says no to you and you don't ask why, you might be making the same mistake over and over and over again and not know it. And it could be a simple mistake. Like, maybe you're not qualifying to prosper enough. Maybe they don't have enough money to hire you. Small things like that, you know? Like I said, there's a lot of luck involved in where I am at the moment.
You make your own luck.
I agree. What's that saying, luck is when preparation meets opportunity? That's luck. So the opportunity is out there. In Ireland, the small and medium business enterprises are the fastest growing. Like, they're the engine of the economy over here, and I'm sure it's the same for the States and any other country that's, I'm sure, where the consultants might be listening into this. Everybody has moments of doubt, but the thing about it is you have to focus on where you want to be in 5-10 years. My company's plan has gone out till 2017, and it's up on the wall. If I get disheartened or I get discouraged, I look at that and I think, okay, let's just focus on this, get past the short-term problem or short-term whatever it might be, and start focusing on 2008 and 2009 and so on and so forth.
Can you let some of the HMA consultants in on what do you see for yourself? What kind of plan do you have that far out, 10 years ahead? Where would you like to be?
The ultimate probably is to sell the company in 10 years for whatever the market price is and start again. I'll give you a couple of what I would term short term. Between now and 2012, I'm going to write one book every year. Number two, I'm probably going to try and get a column in a national paper, if not two national papers, rather than just a regional paper. I'll probably stick with the regional paper because they helped me at the start. I'm going to try and get on a national TV show as an expert at business advice. You know, one of those people that they interview for 5 or 10 minutes every week, just advice for business. And again, this all comes from the Office Expert book. I mean, I'm not doing anything that is mind-startling, brilliant. This is all just tough graft and negotiation. Let me put this way, I went to 4 papers before I got my column. 4 papers just turned me down flat. One didn't even answer the phone to me. Now, that was disheartening, you know. I didn't even have a 5-year plan at that stage. I just said, to hell with this, I'm doing this, and no one's going to stop me. It was more of a grit thing at that stage.
It's the same thing when I'm looking to do interviews. You know, you've given me a lot of ideas to do interviews, and, you know, I email these people and contact them, and they ignore you. You know, probably 8 out of 10, they just ignore you, and they're not interested, but you're only looking for that 1 or 2.
Let me put it this way. Out of the 10 interviews you do, the one you get could make your year, because then what happens is he could refer you 5 or 6 people. That 5 or 6 people could refer you 5 or 6 then on again. You may never have to prospect again if you do it right.
That's right.
It's just getting that one person. The hardest job you'll ever do is get your first client. That's the hardest job you'll ever do, because number one, you're fighting against 2 things. You're fighting against your own self-doubt, and you're fighting against the marketplace, which is a huge battle. Whereas when you get your first client and you do a good job for your first client, the self-confidence that brings is unbelievable. It's like a Superman. You feel like a Superman, there's no doubt about it. People listen to these recordings of me, and it's great, but I mean, it's like a world-class athlete at the Olympics, you know? Ben Johnson or Carl Lewis or whoever's the world record holder. All we see is the 10 seconds run down the track, and it's exciting and it's whatever else. What you don't see is the 365 days that the guy was up at 5 o'clock in the morning in the pissing rain, running until he puked every morning. You don't see the backstory. But the backstory is where your confidence is built, and it's where you build your company at the end of the day. I hope that helps now.
Yeah, that's good. I got an email from a consultant who had listened to the interview. Let me read through it, and he's got some challenges going on and just wants some advice for you. Hi, Mike. How are you and the family? I just listened to the Dave Flannery interview. Great stuff. He is really doing well. Here is Dave, a relative newbie, and here I am, 2 years on, almost, and still struggling to get a couple of clients. The last 3 months, I've been focusing on new HMA business, but apart from one possible, I haven't had so much as a bite. Yet Dave seems to be swamped under with offers. Dave is booked up until the end of the year, and I am in a situation due to a very large unexpected bill where I have 6 weeks to land 4 HMA clients or I'm out of business after nearly 8 years. It's not the system. I fully believe that I can achieve the growth for others using the system, but now it seems I've run out of time and money to be able to go forward. For me at the moment, as one door closes, it seems so does another. I've lost 4 of my largest clients for various reasons in the last 6 weeks, as well as finding out today that I've lost another contact. I was promised for $1,500, which I was counting on for a very large bill I have to pay at the end of July. The bottom line, I have to have 2 HMA clients by the end of June in the next 2 weeks, and then a further 2 before the end of July. Obviously, more would be welcome. The trouble is that I can't seem to generate enough interest to even get in front of people, let alone convert them to clients. I've never been closer to giving up than I feel right now, and I guess that hurts me more than anything else. And then listening to the recording of Dave say, if I can do this, anyone can. But I don't feel further from that than I did earlier today. But as I said, I'm not a quitter, but maybe this time I need some help. So, what is the point of this email? My question, challenge to Dave is, knowing what he knows now, if he found himself in the situation that I find myself in, starting from scratch, where he has to get at least 2 clients in 2 weeks and a further 2 clients in 4 weeks after that, what would he do? What would his approach be? I'd be interested in what Dave has to say to this, and I do want to say I have a lot of respect for your opinion, too. I just feel that I'm at the edge of something great. It seems to be everyone else who are on the other side with all the success. I've been an almost success for 7 years now, and I really feel that it's time I was allowed a break. That's tough.
That touches me now, it really does. Okay, let me see. If I was in that situation, here's what I'd do. I'm going to assume that he's married. I'm going to assume that he has brothers and sisters. I'm going to assume because he's married he has in-laws. And I'm going to assume he has best friends. Going with those assumptions, here is what I would do. I would get his wife and himself to sit down together, okay? And I would get the both of them to write out separate lists every single person they know, everybody, okay? And I would do that with their brothers, with their sisters on both sides, the in-laws, okay, and then best friends. I would get them to write out a list of everybody they know. I would get them to refer all of those people to that consultant. If he's under so much time pressure, that is the only way you can go, referrals. You have to break the barrier of trust. You don't have time to sell. And at this time, you need help from people who know you the best, which is your family and your friends. If they can generate, that's himself, his wife, his brothers, his sisters, his in-laws, and best friends, right? That's 6 columns. If each one of those columns can come up with 20 people who they think could use a service, even on an outside chance, okay, that's 120 people that he's getting referred to. Out of those 120 people, he should be able to sell 10, okay? That could get him out of his short term.
For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com.
That will get them out of a short-term problem. Now, the only thing I will say about that is when these people are referring these people to the consultant, don't use lines like, well, my brother-in-law, or my husband, or my best friend. Make sure they do it on a professional level. Say, listen, you own whatever might be a bakery or hairdressers or whatever it might be. I know a consultant who's very good at growing business and getting more sales. Here's his number, give him a call and tell him I called you. I don't go down the line saying, oh, he's my brother-in-law or he's my husband or my brother or whatever it might be. Keep it on a professional level. And after that, just go over it again. He has a problem either getting in front of people or he has a problem selling people. Can you just go over that again? Because I didn't quite get it.
The trouble is that I can't seem to generate enough interest to even get in front of people, let alone convert them to clients.
That's a referral strategy that he can use. And like I said, because he's under time pressure, this referral strategy is probably the best one to go with because he's using his family and friends. The other strategy that I would use is a joint venture strategy. Go out and find out what other companies people would use before they would use his service, during his service, and after his service, like printers, office supply stores, things like that, that he can have a joint venture with who again can refer him business. Or he can do cross promotions or access to the database, which is what he's looking for now, is access to a database. Just get out there, and even if he has to make a cold call at this stage, do it. At this stage, he's going to have to, like, just bite the bit and just go for it. The first strategy I would use is this one, where his family and friends make a list of at least 20 people who they think may be interested, or not even interested, but would find value in his service. So that's 120 potential people that will get referred to him. And then what he has to do is work on a referral strategy. Okay, the indirect methods such as advertising, public relations, direct mail, that's all great when you're up and running and you've got a bit of a database behind you and a bit of a name behind you. But the direct methods, the joint ventures and the strategic alliances, that's the way to go right now. Like I said, use the people who are around you. And another thing, I'm sorry to go back on this. He said he's been doing this for 2 years.
Realistically, he's been signed up for a couple of years, but really just in the last 3 months has he really started focusing on it.
Let's say go back to this referral strategy where I use his family and friends. Okay, does he belong to any clubs, even sports clubs?
I don't know.
Is there people he knows in these clubs that have business contacts that could refer him? You might even set up a joint venture or a referral strategy with them, where just work it out on a kind of a personal basis with friends. Again, he's in a situation now, if he's up against the wall, this is what he has to do. Use people who know him on a personal level and know he's a good guy and knows what he can do, and use those people to help him. You know, everybody needs help every now and again. So that's what I would do. Sit my wife and my friends down and say, look, guys, this is the situation. I need help. Can you draw out a list of 20 people that you think might value my services and be willing to listen to me? And can you go and refer them to me? And again, that potentially will give him 120 people, potentially.
Yeah, and I got a couple ideas, maybe not on those lines for him, that I was thinking, you know, I don't know how his credit is, but the bottom line is his back's up against the wall. He needs money, okay? And it's very hard to do consulting or anything when you're doing it from a position of weakness.
Yeah,
because the clients can smell it on you.
Oh, they smell it like a shark smells blood in the water.
So you got to try and alleviate that fear or that desperateness, because it will come across unless you're able to hide it very well. Now, if he has credit cards and any kind of credit, you know, there's a simple technique. Any of the consultants out there who have credit cards and may be living a little bit on their credit cards and using those as breathing room, you can call your Visa or MasterCard and ask for an emergency line of credit. And in some cases, if you haven't asked for that in the last 6 months, you can get $4,000 or $5,000 just by asking for it. As a matter of fact, I just did it for one of my cards. Not that I needed it, but it's a way to build credit. And you just ask for it. And every 6 months you do it, they can agree it over the phone, and there you can have $3,000 or $4,000 of credit. Now, this is if you have good credit, and they'll offer it to you. And that credit can be used to take some of the pressure off for you. Another idea is whatever line of work he's in, whatever service you provide currently, you may want to take that service and find a client and make them an offer that they can't refuse. So let's say you're doing a service on a time basis, like you charge X amount per month. Now, this is other than your consulting business, because I know you have another business that you operate. You can offer a potential client an offer that they can't refuse and make them an offer and say, I'll give you 12 months of service if you pay up front for only 6 months cost.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay, so you can maybe make some offers that they can't refuse to get you some upfront quick cash, so you're reducing your rate on your service only because you need the money. You could also save money for whatever you're currently spending by bartering your service with either a retail barter exchange or anyone who would need your service. If they have a service that you could use, you could barter your service for their service, therefore keeping that
cash
in the bank, money in your pocket.
Like I said, it has to be a direct method at this stage, because what did you say, he's down to 1 week or something? He's down to 2 weeks
before
bills to pay? when he listens to this recording and he's finished it, himself, his wife sit down to make a list of 20 people each. He rings his brothers, he rings his sisters, he tells them to do the exact same thing. He rings all of his in-laws, he tells them to do the exact same thing, and all of his friends, his best friends, whatever it might be, club members, whatever, ask them to do a list of 20 people at least. Because everybody knows 20 people, 20 business people, everybody, okay? So write them down and ask them to, within the next 3 to 5 days, ask them, can you refer everybody on that list to me? Just mention my name, see what I can do. That's potential of 120 people in the next 5 days. Like I said, it has to be direct. And then it's down to him. Like, I don't know what his selling skills are like or his sales training. So it's like, once he gets in front of these people, it's up to him to do an opportunity analysis and sell himself and sell his value. Once he gets in front of these prospects, it's up to him to sell his value and sell the company and sell what he can do for the company. Now, I don't know this consultant. I don't know anything about him. So that could be the problem right there, the way his presentation is going. Like I said, for every problem I come across, I look at myself first and see, am I the problem? Rather than kind of blaming the prospect and blaming the marketplace, I look at myself. So, I mean, just in case it is a selling or presentation problem, he should listen to the Kevin Hogan interview. That's a very good interview. Kevin goes over a lot of basic stuff about selling, and also the Sandler training interviews that Mike has on the site in the university. You know, reference those two interviews and take it to heart. Sometimes you have to take a long, crude look at yourself before you take a long, crude look at everybody else. I'm not saying that in a bad way, I'm just saying that in a helpful way. That's what I do. If I have a problem, I look at myself to see if I'm first causing the problem. And then if I get confident or I decide that, no, it's not me, well then, what is it in the marketplace that's causing the problem? How can I fix it? But I mean, go to the Kevin Hogan interview and go to both parts of the Sandler sales interview that Mike has on the HMA University. The biggest skill that you're going to have to learn to do during a differential analysis or an opportunity analysis is listen more than you speak. Active listening. Nobody wants to buy from somebody who's talking all the time. Because if you're talking all the time, you're not listening. And if you're not listening, you don't know what the client's problem is. And if you don't know what the client's problem is, then you can't sell yourself to be able to solve it because you don't know what it is because you're talking too much. Listen, listen, listen. I would say do 20% talking and 80% listening in a differential analysis or an opportunity analysis. That would be my percentage. Active listening, nodding, making sure that the client sees that you're interested. Other than that, I don't know what other advice I can really give Mike. I wish this guy all the best. And again, if he wants to follow up on this, by all means, let him shoot an email to you and you can shoot it back to me and I'll see what else I can do for him.
Dave, you've been very generous answering these questions from the consultants. I'm going to put this on the end of the Part 5 interview, which I think would be a good place for it. And I really appreciate it. And I think these consultants appreciate it too.
Anytime I can help, all I have to do is shoot you an email and you can pass it on to me.
All right. Hey, thanks for your help again. Have a great evening and have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem, Mike. Enjoy.
All right. Bye-bye. I hope this part of the interview has been helpful, and I encourage you, if you have any other questions for Dave, please forward any of them in an email towards me at michael@michaelsinoff.com, and I'll see if I can't get them answered by Dave personally. Thanks for listening. Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham Marketing Consulting Seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like J. Abraham or broke like Richard, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested and the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials. Testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over the business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services, and it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, not uncommon for Richard's students, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips.h as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A and then audio clips with a capital H after clips .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA group training video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training, conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA University, including online audio, email, telephone, backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA University, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous joint venture magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There is no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from The Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets, how to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more, 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Goetti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers in strategic business contexts, use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services, offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products, package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this Super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step exactly the way Richard teaches and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. And other popular marketing systems I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000, plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice, to take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six-payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips H. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.